When the dishes are washed at nighttime, and the cool of the evening has come in summer, or the lamps and fires are lit for the night in winter, then the fathers and mothers in the rutabaga country sometimes tell the young people the story of the white horse girl and the blue wind boy. Now, the white horse girl grew up far in the west of the rutabaga country. All the years that she grew up as a girl, she liked to ride horses. Best of all things for her was to be straddle of a white horse, loping with a loose bridle among the hills and along the rivers of the West Rutabaga country. She rode one horse white as snow, another white as new-washed sheep wool, and another horse white as silver. And she could not tell, because she did not know which of these three white horses she liked best. "Snow is beautiful enough for me anytime," she said. "And new-washed sheep wool, or silver out of a ribbon of the new moon, any or either of these is white enough for me. I like the white manes and the white flanks and the white noses and the white feet of all my ponies. I like the white furlocks hanging down between the white ears of all three, my ponies." And living neighbor to the white horse girl, in the same prairie country, with the same black crows flying over their places, was the blue wind boy. All the years that he grew up as a boy, he liked to walk with his feet in the dirt and the grass, listening to the winds. Best of all things for him was to put on strong shoes and go hiking among the hills and along the rivers of the West Rutabaga country, listening to the winds. Now, there was a blue wind of daytime, starting sometimes 6 o'clock on a summer morning, or 8 o'clock on a winter morning. And there was a night wind, with the blue of summer stars in summer, or blue of winter stars in winter. And there was yet another, a blue wind of the times between night and day, a blue dawn and evening wind. And all three of these winds he liked so well he could not say which he liked best. "The early morning wind is strong as the prairie," he said. "Whatever I tell it, I know it believes and remembers. And the night wind, with the dark curves of the night sky in it, the night wind gets inside of me and understands all my secrets. And the blue wind of the times between, in the dusk, when it is neither night nor day, this is the wind that asks me questions and tells me to wait, and it will bring me whatever I want." Of course, it happened as it had to happen. The white horse girl and the blue wind boy met. She straddling one of her white horses, and he wearing his strong hiking shoes in the dirt and the grass, it had to happen they should meet among the hills and along the rivers of the West Rutabaga country where they lived neighbors. And of course, she told him all about the snow-white horse, and the horse white as new-washed sheep wool, and the horse white as silver ribbons out of the new moon. And he told her all about the blue winds he liked listening to, the early morning wind, the night sky wind, and the wind of the dusk between, the wind that asked him questions and told him to wait. Well, one day, the two of them were gone. On the same day of the week, the white horse girl and the blue wind boy went away. And their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts wondered about them and talked about them because they didn't tell anybody beforehand where they were going. Nobody knew at all, beforehand or afterwards, why they were going away. The real honest why of it. They left a short letter, and it read, "To all our sweethearts, old folks and young folks, we have started to go where the white horses come from and where the blue winds begin. Keep a corner in your hearts for us while we're gone." The white horse girl, the blue wind boy. And that was all they had to guess by in the West Rutabaga country, to guess and guess where two darlings had gone. Well, many years passed, and one day there came riding across the West Rutabaga country a gray man on horseback. And he looked like he had come a long ways. So they asked him the question they always asked of any rider who looked like he had come a long ways. "Did you ever see the white horse girl or the blue wind boy?" "Yes, I saw them," he answered. "It was a long, long way from here. I saw them," he went on. "It would take years and years to ride to where they are." They were sitting together, talking to each other, sometimes singing, in a place where the land runs high and tough rocks reach up. They were looking out across water, blue water, as far as the eye could see. And away far off, the blue waters met the blue sky. "Look," said the boy, "that's where the blue winds begin." And far out on the blue waters, just a little this side of where the blue winds begin, there were white manes, white flanks, white noses and white galloping feet. "Look," said the girl, "that's where the white horses come from." And then, nearer to land, came thousands in an hour, millions in a day, white horses, some white as snow, some like new-washed sheep wool, and some white as silver ribbons out of the new moon. Well, I asked them, "Whose place is this?" And they answered, "It belongs to us. This is what we started for. This is where the white horses come from. This is where the blue winds begin." And that was all the gray man on horseback would tell the people of the West Rutabaga country. That was all he knew, he said. And if there was any more, he would tell it. And the fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts of the white horse girl and the blue wind boy wondered and talked often about whether the gray man on horseback made up that story out of his head, or whether it happened just like he told it. Anyhow, this is the story they sometimes tell to the young people of the West Rutabaga country when the dishes are washed at nighttime and the cool of the evening has come in summer, or the lamps and fires are lit for the night in winter. The White Horse Girl and the Blue Wind Boy.